Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How's it going, everyone? Sports Radio 94 WIP. Dan Wilson and Sean Bell with you. Francisco Rojas is behind the glass. 215-592-9494 is how you join the show, as you hear the voice, the excited voice of Scott Franski there calling a Nick Castellanos walk-off single in the bottom of the 11th inning late last night to cap off winning 3 of 4 over the Atlanta Braves, 5 of 7 on this homestand. Sean, festiveness is in the air. The Phillies have people excited again. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. I guess this is a lot better circumstances than usual.
That's for sure.
It's a lot better circumstances than usual. It's hot. Still hot outside. Still warm outside.
There's last unofficial day of summer.
Last unofficial day. There's still some sundresses out there, so I'm happy about that.
For one more day.
Yeah, exactly.
Not socially acceptable tomorrow.
Sundresses. When that goes away, then my life goes down just a little bit. Just a tad.
Just a little bit.
But again, final day to enjoy.
Well, I'm excited to be here with you. Our first time working together. My first time hosting a show during the day. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We got our guy Francisco, as I mentioned, producing. And I want to get right into it here. Sean, the last really 2 weeks of Phillies baseball, but this homestand in particular, these last 7 days, you know, you could go back to that Royals series. But this homestand, I did a show, I produced a show of Tom Kelly's a week ago. And it was going into this homestand. And we all said, okay, what do the Phillies need to do to really, like, regain our trust, really get us back all the way in, get everyone emotionally back invested with this Phillies team? And some people set the bar a little low, might have said 4 or 7. Some people, I think, set the bar at an unrealistic expectation, 6 or 7. But the leading vote getter, we put out a Twitter poll, you know, on the phones during the show, said they got to go win 5 of 7, and preferably you got to go win that Atlanta series. Guess what, Sean? They did exactly that. They took 2 of 3 from the Astros. They basically punted Wednesday's game against the Astros with Taijuan Walker starting. We don't have to see that anymore. And then they won 3 out of 4 over Atlanta. And the way they're winning these games, I think, is encouraging to me as well. They're winning games in extra innings. They're winning games where Zach Wheeler just casually throws 7 shutout innings of baseball against the Braves. He's been one of the best pitchers in baseball this season. Sean, I'm willing to say that this team has earned our full trust.
Nah.
No?
I'm sorry, I can't be there yet. They haven't earned my trust. And all the things you said are correct, right? Like, again, and not just, forget about just the Braves and the Astros. They essentially had 4 series in a row against playoff teams. Or at least the
and they passed the test.
They passed the test.
They aced the test.
Again, they Royals, 2 out of 3. Astros, 2 out of 3. Braves, 3 out of 4. It's beautiful. But the problem with this team is consistency. And yes, 3 series may be consistent, but this is what they do. They get hot a month, ice cold for 2 weeks. Hot for 2 months. Ice cold for 6 weeks. I don't know what they could do to earn my trust. I'm going to be honest with you. Before this home stand, I would have said, yeah, 5-2 would probably have me back. And after going 5-2, it still doesn't have me back. Because I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting for you to get cold.
Classic Negadelphian. Yeah.
It's just, they've made me this way. Don't blame me. You made me this way.
I hear you. Like, and if you're admitting to yourself and the world that there's nothing you could do, there's nothing they could do to earn your trust back, they could go sweep the Blue Jays in 2, they could go have another phenomenal week, and they don't, by the way, their schedule the remainder of the season, relatively light. They have a huge series in Milwaukee, September 16th, 17th, and 18th, which is going to play pivotal in who gets that bye in the National League. But other than that, you got series against the Blue Jays, the Marlins, the Rays, the Mets. Like, there is a lot of winnable games remaining on this baseball schedule. This was really the test. Like, I would be with you if they lost 3 of 4 to Atlanta, if they lost two out of three to the Astros, and then they kind of coasted and played well this final stretch of the season against the bad teams. No, they did it against the good teams. Like, this was the last big test of the regular season. By them winning three out of four to the Braves, it eliminated doubt in my mind that they're not going to win the National League East. Like, that was wavering there for a little bit. I think they're going to win this division. I think they're ultimately going to get a bye. Like, I feel better about this team. This rotation feels like it's back to where it was early in the season. The only guy, like, going into Friday, this is an unbelievable stat. Entering, and I think it's since lowered, the last 10, now I think 12 non-Taiwan Walker starts. So starters, like, not Taiwan Walker, the ERA's hovering around 2. They're pitching, like, one of the best, if not the best, rotation in all of baseball. Like, why aren't you allowing yourself to trust this team right now?
This is, and I made this comparison before, and this may be similar, and people aren't going to like it. I call it very James Harden-esque.
He puts up a big game one in Boston, he craps the bed the next day.
Think about James Harden's career, right? Like, in the playoffs, we all want to say he's not clutch. No, James Harden's number in the playoffs is unbelievable. He has unbelievable first rounds, unbelievable second rounds.
Does the first round even really count?
True. He has unbelievable game 1 through 5s. But when game 6 or 7 hits, he goes cold and it's an absolute disappointment, right? Like, so we've gone through the first half of the season where they're absolutely hot. But then that cold streak comes. Now you're hot again, right? Like, I'm big on you are who you show me you are, right? Consistency in all things in life. Right?
Like, of course.
Like, I got mad at someone the other day because my cousin's always late to everything.
Okay.
You schedule something for 3 o'clock. You told him 3 o'clock? You know he's late.
You got to tell him. You got to tell him, too.
You expect, even if you tell him 2, he's going to come at 5.
Yeah.
So we should start the show or start what we're doing without him. Let's eat without him. Right? He's consistency.
Fool me one time, shame on
you. He's consistently late. This team over the last 3 seasons have consistently done the same thing. Be red freaking hot and then go cold. Red hot. I thought that was over with this season, but for you to go on a 6-week stretch where you lost 8 out of 10 series, what makes me think that's not going to happen again? I don't want to get burned again. And so that's why I'm like, okay, it's got to be for a longer amount of time, like 2-3 series. I know you can do that. I know you can be hot for 2-3 series. I need to see for the rest of the season for you not to go on another cold streak.
All right, so if they go hot the rest of the season, let's pretend they win every series the remainder of the season. Would you trust them then going into October? Or still no? There's nothing they could do. There's literally nothing they could show you. There's no, you talked about your cousin who's always late. What if he was on time like 6 weeks in a row? Then would you start to trust?
To the day I die, I won't trust him to be on time. I'm going to tell you that right now about my cousin.
Okay.
To the there's nothing he could do for the rest of his life. He could be early 20 minutes to everything we ever do for the rest of the life, and I still won't trust him to be on time.
By the way, I have an uncle like that. I just came home from my cousin's wedding in Brooklyn over the weekend. There was dinner the night before at 5:30. His daughters and wife told him 4 o'clock. So, I mean, sometimes you just have people like that.
Yeah.
But guess what? He was on time. If you tell him early, it's ultimately on the people around that guy to tell him, you know, an hour and a half early.
Which means it's on the people around the Phillies to be like, okay, I don't know. You got to do more. You got to do more for me. Again, I'm not going to, once the playoffs hit, I need to understand that that's who you are. And not just with being hot and being cold. It's consistency, which each person. It's consistency in Aaron Nola. It's consistently in Christopher Sanchez. Because, again, we talk about history. Aaron Nola has a history of not performing in September and October. Now, he's done a little bit better over the last couple of years. But in each playoff stretch, it's ended up being, whoa, that's not the Nola we want to see in that game 6, right? Like, it was Zach Wheeler's been the only one to be dependable. Same thing with some of these bats. Like, all right, Nick, who are you, Nick? First of all, who is Nick?
Nick has been one of the hottest hitters on the team for like 2 months at this point.
That's true.
I mean, he came through. He comes through in the clutch. You said about James Harden, you know, he might be great in games 1 through 5. Doesn't come through in the clutch. Nick Castellanos, his 4th walk-off of the season last night, by the way. You can't say he's not clutch. He comes through in big moments. He came through in last year's division series. Now him and everybody else went cold in the NLCS. But you know what you sound like to me right now? Like, you're saying, I've seen them lose in the playoffs the last 2 years. This sounds like when I debate the process with like my dad or my uncle or something like that. It's like, wake me up when they get out of the second round. Like, so am I just supposed to not watch the Sixers until they make a conference finals? Am I supposed to say, Yeah,
exactly. Yes.
Is that exactly what I'm supposed to do? Am I supposed to not watch the Phillies until the World Series starts?
No, it's do I see glimpses of something different during the regular season? Right? For the Sixers, I'm like, do I see glimpses of you not being the same team? If I see long enough glimpses of you not being the same team, then you could make me a believer. The problem is the Phillies have shown me that they're the same team over the last couple teams that can get ice cold. Right? Like, they've
had the same. Like, the 22 team was the sixth place wild card team that went on a freak World Series run. Now, last year they had expectations. And I think last year when they lost the NLCS was the first real time that we saw a Phillies team, like in this era I'm talking about, under Rob Thompson with expectations lose. So now this is like, okay, they're front runners. They lost last year. If they don't get it done this year, yeah, there's going to be questions that need to be answered. But I don't think we have a historical pattern of them coming up short necessarily.
No, they have a historical pattern of going cold. Like, think about 2 years ago, the World
Series.
But
who doesn't?
Team.
Like, who in baseball doesn't?
Not this level cold. Like, the Braves, despite their issues, don't have, they're consistently who they are. The Dodgers even consistently who they are. They don't go on stretches of, you are the best team in baseball for 2 months, and then you are one of the worst team in baseball for 2 months. Like, that's the type of thing. 2 years ago when they went to the World Series, when they had Girardi, they were terrible the first 2 months. Then they went on a three-month hot bender. And then they were pretty good, and then back to hot. Right? Like, and then that's what they've had consistently of, yo, you are, like, great for 6 weeks, and then you are terrible for 6 weeks. There's other teams like the Dodgers, the Astros, even though the Astros will start off cold. Yes, this is a 162-game season where you can go cold, where you can have two-week stretches, but it's months on end with this team. It's I could be hot for a month, 2 months, cold, a month. Like, it's the level of consistency is more drastic with this team than it is for other playoff great teams.
215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies have done enough to earn our trust as a fan base, to re-earn our trust in many cases as a fan base? I've heard call after call after call on this station for, I mean, months at this point, since London, since the All-Star break of, I don't trust this team, I don't trust this guy in the bullpen, I don't trust that guy in the bullpen, I don't trust whoever it is, I don't trust this team. Has this recent stretch of Phillies baseball, again, 5-7 on the homestand, we all would have signed up for that a week ago. It was the biggest homestand of the Phillies season. They aced the test. Have they done enough to earn your trust as a team? I think they have. Sean does not. Francisco Rojas, where do you stand? I know you're a huge Phillies fan. Do you believe that this Phillies team has earned our trust?
So I'm about 85% back. The only issue I have, and I understand that they, you know,
have
you
a
face,
take. Go to 100%, friend.
No, I'm not at 100% yet. Too bad. So they face very good starting pitching, you know, in this Braves series, maybe besides Morton, but Schwellenbach's had their number. Faced very good starting pitching this past weekend. Didn't have. I just want to see them be more consistent offensively. That's kind of where I'm at. I think the pitching right now has been good. Ranger, yes, the, you know, a bit of a hiccup, you know, his second start back here, but his first start back was good. I think he'll get back to being a good version of Ranger. Nola and Wheeler have been great. Sanchez has been good too. I think the pitching is a big X factor. The thing is with the offense, I need them in the next couple of weeks to a month to show us that they can be consistent and put up runs productively. Because look, they're not gonna, you know, Nola, Wheeler, Sanchez, and Ranger aren't gonna, you know, put up dominant performances every time out. But I need to see the offense at least be just a little more consistent.
Of course, and look, we all want to see this offense perform well, and I think that's all part of it. But this offense. Like, I said this off the top of the show. I think something that's really encouraging to me, Sean, is that they're not just winning one type of game. Like, last night they won a 3-2 game in 11 innings. They won 3-0 the night before. They won two laughers in Kansas City. Sometimes they're winning pitchers' duels. Sometimes the offense is putting up a number of runs. For all the calls that I've heard on this station, you've taken them, I've now taken them, you know, I've screened them, Francisco's screened them, and we've all heard them, of people saying, oh, this team lives and dies by the home run. There have been plenty of games this season where they, or in this stretch, where they've won without the home run. Not, I don't know if it's old school small ball. They're not like bunting guys over, but they're hitting singles. They're moving. They're hitting balls in the gap. It's not necessarily just power. I think this team is showing us that they can win. They can win in multiple ways. They can do it against baseball's best. And now we have an upcoming stretch against opponents that they should have a favorable record against. Like, I'm no longer worried that they're going to win the division. The bye is still in play, still needs to be played for, but I think when push comes to shove, this team is going to get into October. They're going to get into October with a head of steam, and we're going to start feeling like we did a couple of years ago at this time.
Hey, let me clarify what I'm saying then. It's because you're right. They're going to win the division. They're going to get into the playoffs, and they're going to win a playoff series. Well, I think they'll win the playoff series, but when the goal is to win the World Series, they still have too many question marks of their consistency for me, right? Like, can you play this type of baseball for a three-week stretch, for three different series against elite teams, right? Like, can you continue to do that and win games? Can you win a series where the home run ball isn't working? Can you do those things? Again, it's hard to prove during the regular season. It's one of those things where, all right, it is one of those you got to prove it in the playoffs situation, but I'm looking at this team and I go, okay, the bats ain't necessarily great. They're not. Like, they went 0 for, the 5 through 9 went 0 for.
Let me ask you this. In a playoff game, do you have confidence that this top four, Wheeler, Nola, Sanchez, Suarez, that each and every, you don't have confidence?
I'm going to cut you off right there. No.
Okay, why?
Because think about who they are, right? Like, everyone's thinking about the first half of the season, but this is baseball. Who your average is usually becomes who you are. Right, Zach Wheeler's the only individual in that lineup where I go, I'm going to get a great start every night in the playoffs from him. Everybody else has been inconsistent when it comes to playoff performances, and frankly, inconsistent this year. Right, whether Ranger gets hurt and now he's waffling and trying to get his way back, that's Ranger's entire career. Right, like Sanchez, okay, you played great the first 6 months, then you saw leakage in the crack. Aaron Nola, same thing. Right, like, all right, I've seen you play great in the playoffs. Can you perform at a high level for 3-4 weeks in the playoffs? That's been always my question, because I feel confident this team can get to the World Series, but can you play great at that level for 4 weeks? And I've never seen anybody but Zach Wheeler do it.
Let me ask you this. Do you have confidence that in a playoff setting, you just said that you're not fully believing in them, that more often than not, that top four, and you said you believe it with Wheeler, so really 2 through 4. Nola, Sanchez, Suarez, whatever order you want to put them in, that those 2 through 4 will at the very least give you a chance to win in the postseason on most nights.
I do feel confident they'll give you quality starts.
And this team will always be in it. Now, isn't that, like, not every team feels that way about their 1 through 4.
That's
you know, I always hear the pitching, you know, converts to the playoffs. When the weather gets cold and the ball's not flying out of the ballpark the way it does in July, pitching is what's going to, you know, win and lose you series, win and lose you games. Shouldn't we feel good about how this? I give you the stat off the top of the show. Like, they're pitching to a close to 2 ERA over the past couple of weeks here. Like, again, I understand they went through a bit of a rut, like the rest of the team did for a while there, really since the All-Star break. Did they not ace the test? The pitchers especially this past week and a half.
Yes, they aced this test. But it's World Series or bust. So you can win one test. There's a lot more tests that you gotta win over for you to be a World Series championship. So again, I saw what I needed to see. I saw what you have to see in order to give them a chance. But now I have to understand, you're not just in a hot streak. This is who you are. This is what you have to convince me of at the end of the day. This is who I am, Sean. Ranger Suarez has to say that. Nick Castellanos has to say, this is who I am, and this is who I'm going to give you from night in, night out. I'm not convinced, and I talked before about being hot versus being at your peak. Sometimes I'm like, oh, you're just hot, but that ain't who you are. You're playing over your head. I need to know, nah, I'm playing at my peak.
You think the jury's still out?
Yes, this is who I am. I'm just not in a hot streak. I need to know when you come out of that hot streak that you're still going to be that individual, that you're still going to play at a certain level. And I don't know that from these teams. I don't know that from Nick Castellanos. Nick Castellanos is playing great since June 1st, but the most part in his Philadelphia Phillies career, he hasn't been that. So what makes me feel, I don't feel confident that he's going to continue to be that, because you haven't been that the entirety of your past here in Philadelphia.
215-592-9494. Let's sneak a call in before the break. Doug is in Williamstown, wants to talk about the Phils. What's up, Doug?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Doing well.
Doing a great job, you are. I just wanted to say I'm very positive about the Phillies. We've been to the World Series. This team knows how to win. And in baseball, you got to get there. And then once we're there, any of those teams could actually win. But who's better than us right now? I mean, you could say the same things about every team that we're playing against. I mean, who's third and fourth starter can you depend on any other team?
I understand. I feel more confident. I feel good about this 1-4 in a playoff series going up against just about any team in Major League Baseball right now.
100%. Castellanos was an MVP candidate. I'm not saying he's great, but who else has somebody as their sixth or seventh best player as Nick Castellanos? I mean, it's like, and nothing against you guys personally, but I've been listening to WIP since Angelo Cataldi and Tom Brookshire. And I swear to goodness, the narrative of the last year is let's dwell on what possibly could go wrong more than ever before. Listening to WIP this week, I feel the Eagles have no shot. The Phillies will collapse. Why are we even going to listen to the Sixers? Why are we going to watch the Sixers this season? Because Joel Embiid's never going to do it. I mean, can we have one week of maybe or one show that's like, let's just go on the positive instead of
this
the negative?
This is really...
Thank you, John Ritchie. No, Doug, I hear you. And I'm trying to lend a positive light. Like, for a while here, I was saying, you know, we've done countless show after countless show after countless show here on the station. And Doug, I appreciate the call. Sean, we've done like so many shows on the station where it's like, are the Phillies back? And I kept saying, like, no, they're not. Like, I'm not ready to say that yet. I need to see more than a random series here or there or a random good week. The reason why I'm saying it this way, like, they have earned my full trust, is because I think there's different types of sports fans in this city and any city, right? But in this city especially, I think there's a unique dynamic that goes on. There's always the people who are like 100% off the deep end, all in emotionally every single year, and there's never a situation where they're not going to be that. There's always the people, like Doug was just referring to, who are trepidatious, the Eagles are going to stink, the Phillies are going to stink, and are always just negadelphian, like, I need to, you know, see it to believe it. And then there's people in between, which is, I think, where I would categorize myself of I'll be trepidatious. I'm not one to quickly buy back in after one game or one series, but if I say to myself like last week, all right, if they go 5-7 here, I'm promising myself that I'll trust them again. No, I'm not necessarily saying that they're back to what they were. I think they were playing in an unbelievable, perhaps unsustainable level earlier in the season. So I'm very specifically not wording it as the Phillies are back to that. I'm saying I trust them because a week ago I said, I'm proceeding with caution here. If they ace this test against their best homestand of the year, they deserve my trust. I think they've earned it.
But see, the also problem is, if you say any negative or any critique, you're destroying them, think they stink. I said they're a really good baseball team. They're a really good baseball team that does work. They're good. Now, but when the expectation changed to World Series, and I'll go, again, will they have an opportunity? Yes. But that makes y'all feel better. Yes, they're going to have an opportunity. Yes, they're going to be in the mix. Right? Like, yes, they're going to have good odds. But if you're asking me, do you pick them to win the World Series? Do you think they're going to be the World Series favorites? It's a no, right? And then that's like Eagles last year. Like, at the beginning of the season, I was like, they got some issues. They got some issues. And then when they fell apart, it was, oh, you were right. Like, yeah, I know. Because I can see
even though you were a hater in week 10.
I was a hater in week 10, and all of a sudden everybody's on board. And the Philadelphia Phillies ain't close to being that. Don't get it twisted. But if we talk about playing good baseball, if you go, okay, who's been playing at a level? He said, who's been playing at the levels of the Phillies? Well, if you go, hey, who's been playing at the level of the Phillies for the last 2 months, 3 months, since June 1st? It's like four or five teams in the National League who have better records than the Phillies since that time. Who are at a level who have peaked higher, the Diamondbacks, the Padres, even the New York Mets have a better record since June 1st. So it's not going to be a situation where they can just not play their best baseball like you felt like in the first 3-4 months, that they can just walk in and they'd be better than everybody by far. No, the last 2 years, the wild card team went to the World Series because they got hot and they were really good. The Philadelphia Phillies, Arizona Diamondbacks. We can be got by the Diamondbacks, the Padres, and the Braves, and the Mets, and the Brewers if they don't play at the highest level of their peak. And they ain't playing at their peak right now, so I need them to get there.
That's Sean Bell, Dan Wilson, Francisco Rojas behind the glass. We are filling in for the afternoon guys, Spike Eskin, Ike Reese, and Jack Fritz on this Monday Labor Day. If you're driving home from the shore, you're driving around, maybe you're going. This was always school supply day for me, like last second, Staples, the shelves are bare.
Where'd you go? I was going to say, I went to Target.
Oh, you went to Target. Like,
yeah.
Some people go to Staples. Some guys, people go to Target. I'm sure there's people running around last minute here. I never wanted to acknowledge that summer was ending until that final night. And then that first day when that alarm goes off for the first day of school, like, there's some level of excitement, but also you're kind of bummed because this really, really long weekend just ended. So I know there's people driving out there listening to us. Give us a call, 215-592-9494. Has this Phillies team regained your trust? Have they earned our trust? I believe they have. Sean says they haven't. Again, give us a call, 215-592-9494. On the other side, Sean Castellanos had yet another viral moment in an interview last night.
It's what he does.
It's what he does. He walks off games, and then he has viral moments in interviews, and I don't think he's even trying to do it half the time. Really, most of the time. We're going to play that for you next. Rock all your calls, as well as get to our side topic, or our next question, as we like to call it here in the afternoon time slot, right here, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.